News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, 10 prisoners have been taken to hospital following suspected overdoses at Portlaoise prison yesterday. It's following the detection of something called nitazene, which is a drug that can cause a fatal overdose. With us on the line now is Conor Lally, Security and Crime Editor of the Irish Times. Conor, I suppose we would be foolish to think that there are not drugs in prison, but clearly a batch got in that was potentially harmful.
Absolutely, Jonathan. And I mean, the flow of drugs into the jails across the country has really been a problem for a very, very long time now. And despite, I suppose, a range of efforts by the Irish Prison Service to clamp down on it, drugs are still, you know, very freely available in, almost all of the jails in Ireland. And what's really been happening in the last few years, and this has been happening outside of the prison setting as well, is that synthetic opioids and synthetic cannabinoid drugs are really becoming more popular. They've been popular in the US now for quite some years. That trend is kind of spreading to Europe. It's reached Irish shores, and some of these drugs are produced in a way that they're very, you know, even tiny, tiny quantities of them are very powerful. And if they get into a prison setting in particular, they can be very problematic because generally consignments of drugs that are brought into jails, they are taken very quickly by a group of people. So if one batch is very potent or if it's otherwise problematic, you can very quickly get several overdoses. We had a prisoner dying in a jail last month on a warning issued by the Irish Prison Service that these drugs were in circulation in the jail. And now obviously we had the incident at Portlaoise yesterday afternoon, which involved 10 prisoners. Now, that's a major, major incident. And certainly late last night, there were concerns for the survival prospects of at least one of those men. Now, you know, staff were very hopeful that everybody would pull through and that they would recover. But, you know, it's a really serious incident.
When you're looking at it, I mean, they are in a controlled environment whereby they can be monitored and recovery drugs can be administered reasonably quickly. But one would have to assume that there is a further risk, not just in Portlaoise, but other prisons, that something similar can happen.
Absolutely. And I think this is going to be an ongoing problem now for the Irish Prison Service. I suppose at the moment what they're trying to do is they're trying to ensure that all of the drugs that were taken in Portlaoise prison have been found, and they believe that is the case. They found a batch of the drug in one of the cells on C Wing after these men all became ill around about the same time yesterday afternoon. So the focus now is on having that batch of drugs tested, getting the results of those tests back as quick as they possibly can, and trying to determine exactly what is in these drugs. Mm-hmm.
The concern is, Conor, if these drugs are in Portlaoise, they could conceivably be on the street as well, which means that the HSE and ambulance crews and the Gardaí have to be on alert that the same thing could happen in an uncontrolled setting, i.e. store street doorways.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, these drugs are really being offered for sale on the streets now all over Ireland. I mean, we've had several overdose outbreaks, if you like, clusters of overdoses in various parts of the country over the last 2 years as these synthetic drugs grow in popularity. The problem is that they're not produced in a uniform way. So if a drug user takes a particular drug, you know, last week, 6 months ago, thinks they're able to handle it, they can get what they believe is the same drug. It hasn't been produced in the same way. It's, you know, far more powerful. They take it again and they obviously overdose on it. And this is happening in wider society now all the time. And now we see these same issues happening in jails. So this is not a bad batch of drugs. These are new drugs that are in circulation in Ireland, both in the jails and outside, and they're causing problems all the time. So this is going to keep happening now again, really over the next few years, again and again, both in prisons and outside.
All right.
Because what's happening is the... Yep.
Okay, Conor, we leave it there. Conor Lally, Security and Crime Manager of the Irish Times, thanks very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.